Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School counselor Brad Ingbers joins us on today's program to talk about the ongoing Winter Room program at Pella Christian. The 7th annual Winter Room program. For our listeners that hear that for the first time, let them know what Winter Room is and what you really do to kick off the 2019 calendar year.
Yeah, Winter Room is a 7-day interim classroom time or internship time or travel time here at Pella Christian, where it's really a break between our first and second semesters, where we give unique opportunities for kids to learn, some kids to travel, and some kids to do internships from January 2, 3, and 4, and then 7, 8, 9, 10 this year. So it's 7 days right after the first of the year where we're just doing some unique things here at PC.
Well, and one of the unique experiences you alluded to is the internships in the community. We've had our fair share of interns at the radio station before and really throughout numerous local businesses. What are just some of the different ways that students are engaging our business and our industry community during those 2 weeks?
Well, we have some great cooperation from different organizations here in the Pella area, really. I can't tell you, we have kids everywhere from Vermeer, Pella Corp, PPI, the Pella Regional Hospital. Some of the accounting agencies take any of our students, the veterinary offices. So we have a wide variety. Some kids are in agriculture, so at Three Rivers and at Key Co-op and stuff in the local areas. We really have students all over just taking advantage of a wide variety of opportunities. And, yeah, they're community, the support that we get from businesses for this is just outstanding.
There's a big group of students that will actually stay back. They tend to be younger, and they get unique classroom experiences each year. What are some of the new ones this year that students are going to be excited for, and the other classes that they get that are outside of the normal classroom experience?
You know, we have, again, a variety of opportunities for kids here in the classroom, from, you know, some introspective book study type stuff where they have the opportunity to read specific books and just enjoy that and have discussions. We have some classes where they might watch artistic movies or do other forms of art. We have some athletic opportunities. We have a class on volleyball this year, traditional 7 sports in 7 days, where they do 7 unique lifetime sports in 7 days. We have kids taking classes on military, and they get the opportunity to see and to work with some of the military, the National Guard or the Army Reserves and organizations like that, where they get to see what's all involved in those types of classes. So that's kind of fun and unique. Kids obviously like some cooking classes, some music related. You can learn to play the ukulele here. We have a class where students all have ukuleles, and they learn to write music and play that. Some worship band classes. So just really a wide variety of classes that, you're right, that mostly is taken by underclassmen. The upperclassmen are allowed to take internships with businesses, but many of the underclassmen either take trips or take the classes.
The trips are always a unique experience as well. Many students that will be traveling throughout not only the country, but oftentimes overseas. Where are some of the destinations this year?
We have a group going to Ecuador this year. I believe a group is going to Europe. We have a group every year that goes down to Haiti and works for Many Hands for Haiti. Keith Anderson, and it usually takes about a dozen kids down there. Locally, I think we have a group studying marine biology going down to Florida. So, you know, some, again, great opportunities for kids that get some unique travel experiences to do both mission-related stuff in some instances and some educationally-based stuff.
All of these, again, are the kickoff to the semester. And what, in your mind, has been the response from the students? We often talk about the business community and the different impacts it has on our broader area. But what is the reaction you see from the students, especially those in the internships and trips even, to the different things that maybe open their eyes to potential career paths or potential opportunities in the future for mission work?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it does. It does just allow kids opportunities and experiences, and those trips might be educational or mission-based, where in the future maybe kids will decide to go into the mission field or at least support mission ministries in the future. Kids are obviously excited about it because it's a unique way of doing school, where it's not just 8 periods a day and 42 minutes of classroom time. It's unique opportunities to learn with hands-on stuff. So, yeah, the internships are outstanding. We view internship success not only as when kids feel like, yes, this is a career that I want to get into, but also if they've explored a career, and after spending a week or 7 days with somebody, deciding, hey, maybe that's not the career that is right for me, and it may change the trajectory of their education in the future.
Once again, that was Counselor Brad Ingbers discussing Winterham at Pella Christian. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.